Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marini Marasi for Nechagetel Bas Reb Chaim Tzvi and for the entire world. Sheni Vasha B'Tshua Asolam and for Moshe Yehuda Ben Peshadina. We're going to be discussing the question of waging war in Eretz Yisrael. Versus returning, or better, not returning, but giving away land. Is it better to give away land to prevent war, or is it better to wage war in order not to have to give away land? Now, the entire question obviously is predicated upon the assumption that giving back land would help save our lives, and as history has proven, this is an extremely questionable assumption, to say the least, because no matter how much Israel has tried to compromise, there are always people who are very clear and open in their desire to completely obliterate the Jewish state and the Jewish people. So the question is really a moot point, but the issue, the halachic question, remains in place, although I don't believe it has any practical significance. But at one point in history it did, and therefore a lot of very important shuvas were written about these topics, and it's always fascinating to learn the literature and see what it says. So I have before me a tshuva of the great Gaon. He was Mamish a Gaon Miyuchad, Harav Yehoshua Menachem Mendel Ehrenberg, who was the Belzer Posek for many years. He wrote many volumes of tshuvas. Also recently I saw they came out with his Chedushim on Shas. He was really a Mayan HaMizgaber Torah and Chedushe Torah. He has a letter here that he wrote to Rav Shneur Zalman Shragai, who was one of the leaders of the Mizrahi, very well-known Mizrahi Askin. And Belz and Mizrahi had a good relationship. Rav Aaron Kadosh Hashem, Rav Aaron Mibelz, always try to give respect to the he himself obviously wasn't a Mizrahi, but he tried to respect the Mizrahi Rabbanim, the Misadr Kiddushin at his wedding. His second wife was none other than Rav Unterman, who was the Rav HaRashi, and also a Mizrahi Rav. So he writes a letter here to Rav Shragai, Shalma Tinyana, L'chvod Yedidi HaRabbani HaChosid, Reino HaRav Shneur Zalman Shragai, Nero Yoyer. So Rav Shragai is no longer with us, Rav Ehrenberg is no longer with us, but the Masil Matan lives on, the Torah remains forever. So Rav Shragai, he writes Shalom Tinyana, a second Shalom, because in the first letter, Rav Ehrenberg had written that one is, it is forbidden to return territories of Eretz Yisrael, even if it means waging war. And we don't say that for Sakon and Pikuach Nefesh, you're not allowed to wage war. And he brought a raya from the famous Minchas Chinuch and Tav Chav Hei, that even though all mitzvahs are pushed away for Sakana, nevertheless, this mitzvah that the Torah commanded to wage war is not Nidcha Mipnei Pikuach Nefesh, because if we say that Pikuach Nefesh overrides the mitzvah to wage war, then there's no longer a mitzvah of war. We know in the Torah, Rama has a whole sefer of halachos, Hilchos Malachim Umilchamoseihem. Avada war is an unfortunate part of our lives today, biz Mashiach Vetkimen, until the coming of the Messiah. But in the meantime, we have to wage war, so why don't you say, no, there's no such thing as war, because it's Pikuach Nefesh, you have to save lives. The answer is, you see, from the fact that the Torah commanded us to wage war, it must be that the Pikuach Nefesh doesn't apply here. That's in Tav Chav Hei, that's in Tav Reish Dalet. So Shragai wondered, he said, no, what are you talking about? The Chinuch there is talking about waging war against the seven nations. And here we're not dealing, we don't know who the seven nations are anymore. So therefore this rule wouldn't apply. And the answer is that chinuch is referring to the Rambam, who holds that a Milchemes Mitzvah is B'Zayin Amimin and not to capture Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban, however, holds that it's a mitzvah to capture Eretz Yisrael from anybody, and that's defined as a Milchemes Mitzvah. So the Menchas Chinuch says anything that's defined as a Milchemes Mitzvah, one has to endanger one's life for. And since we are now in the Shita of the Ramban, who holds that capturing V'lo Nazvenu B'Yadzu L'Seinu Min HaUmos, capturing Eretz Yisrael, is one of the is a Milchemes Mitzvah, so then we can apply the rule of the Menchas Chinuch that we must endanger our lives in order to be Mekayim this Mitzvah, and there is no union of Pikuach Nefesh. And Rav Ehrenberg notes that even though from the Lashon Menchas Chinuch would appear that Dafka Milchemes Mitzvah it overrides Sakana, but really it's clear that even Milchemes Rishus overrides Sakana. Otherwise, how did the Torah ever allow for Milchemes Rishus? Milchemes Rishus are also dangerous. And so writes the Sefer Merum Romei Sadeh of the Netziv in Eruvin Mem Hei Amud Aleph. The shiny sakanas mocham mishare as sakanos, and he rings rayad ledover. And when it comes to war, all bets off. You don't have to worry about sakana. You got to do what you got to do. But the truth is that you don't even need rayas. Because the very fact that the Torah allowed war means that when it comes to war, you don't take pikuach nefesh into account. The metzius of war is that people died, and the Torah allowed war. So therefore, our job is to fulfill the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael and being in control of Eretz Yisrael, and the mele, even if that's going to cost us lives, unfortunately, that's what we have to do. So therefore, the opinion of Rav Ehrenberg is. Famously, Rav Amadi Yosef had a different opinion, at least at a certain point. He has a famous tshuva where he says that for one is allowed to give back territories in order to save lives. But Rav Ehrenberg says absolutely not. B'kevin shekein omer ani b'ani yuzdaiti da'at kan loka omer ha-rambam de'ein mulchemes mitzvah rak zayin amimin v'amalek Elim hamulchama hi kedei lahotzi yaretz miyadam. Aval imachas yakovshu Yisrael as aretz ba umam yishara umos. Laruch mulchama kedei lahotzi yaretz miyadam. Vada gam haramba mode shemitzvot latziz kenegdom lacham lo asidam lichbosh afilu chayla katan meretz Yisrael. So now we go a step further. And we say that according to the Rambam holds that capturing Eretz Yisrael is merely a milchemes rishus. Seder, but not in our case, because in our case we've already captured Eretz Yisrael, and now they're attacking us. So, in order to prevent protect ourselves from their attack, then we have to go to war. Because the Rambam writes in the 10th parak of Hilchos Akum, Halacha Vav, Shal kol umos namar alav shelo yeshvu ba'aretzecha. And all nations, none of them are allowed to dwell in the land. So Mimela, if they want to dwell in the land, we have to protect it. And we have to say, no, this is the land that Hashem gave us. And even according to the Ravid, that even this lav of Lo Yeshvu Ba'artzucha was said only about the seven nations. Nevertheless, the lav of Lo Sichonim, not to give them Chayana Bakarka, not to let them dwell here, of Lo Sichanim, not giving them land, that's Lo Sichanim, that refers to all the nations that were not makabel upon themselves to be makayim the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach in front of three people, like the Rambam writes in the 8th parak of Hilchos Malachim, Halacha Yud. And they have to do it because that's what the Torah says. So they really have no right to be here. So if they're trying to capture the land from us, and the Rambam and the Ravid would both agree, you don't even have to come on to the Ramban, that it's permitted to wage war. There's a mitzvah to wage war. So those who already live here, so we're not going to be able to kick them out. We don't have the power, and we have the United Nations, and we have America, and we have a million different things to worry about, so we have to watch our own backs and therefore keep international law. International law doesn't hold that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Eretz Yisrael to Am Yisrael and that we have to follow Torah. So therefore we're going to let them stay. But once we already have the land and now they're coming to attack us, they're threatening us that we have to give it back, that we already don't have to do. You don't have to worry about Ava, we're just here to protect ourselves. They also understand that. Every nation is allowed to protect their land. So therefore, whatever it may be, we are allowed to wage war. So we have that either capturing Eretz Yisrael is a Melchemes Mitzvah, or it's a Melchemes Rishus. Either way, if the Torah is Matir Milchama, so it's Matir Milchama. And that means that even though our lives are going to be in danger, because that's the nature of Milchama. And then we also have the Lo Sichanim, and we also have Lo Yeshvu Ba'artzicha. So what gives us the right to be over on these Asurim? Even though, who says that for Lo Yeshvu Ba'artzicha and Lo Sichanim we have to endanger our lives? Those are not mitzvahs of war necessarily. Certainly not Lo Sichanim. Maybe Lo Yeshvu Ba'artzicha is how are you going to get them out? So maybe for that we have to wage war. And if that's the case, then that means even if our lives are endangered, Sinai wants to bring a raya that if they come to wage war, even though there's no chashash that if they come into the land they're going to kill, they just want to capture the land, nevertheless fighting against them is a Melchemes Mitzvah, even according to the Rambam, when he writes in the Perush Mishnayos at the end of the 8th parak of Sota, he writes, Ein Machlokes Beinehem, She Melchemes Shevam, Melchemes Amalek Chov, Ein Machlokes Beinehem, Shrigis Sharan Shem Akomis, Misha Amris Vishus, Vamno Machlokes Berigis Ha-Horgim Osam, Walachlif Amachele Hargi Yisua, Velechem Ub'artzim, Tanakama Kuelez Ha-Rishus, Rabbi Yudha Kuelez Ha-Riga, Ha-Riga Mitzvah. So we see from here that just like the milchama, that Jews won't be killed, according to Rabbi Yehuda's Milchemes Mitzvah, so too in the milchama is, when they don't come and wage war against the land, that's also a mitzvah. That's what the Rambam means. He says, there's no machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, that the war of the seven nations of Milchemes Amalek is an obligation. And the other people waging war against them is only rishus. And the machlokas is killing those who are going to kill them. And also, v'lo yilochamu be'artzam, that they shouldn't wage war against the land. So there the Tanakhama calls that a rishus, and Rabbi Yehuda calls that a mitzvah. So you see that even waging war without intention to kill, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's called a Melchemes Mitzvah. So maybe there's no mitzvah lechatchila to capture the land according to the Rambam, but when it comes to us being in the land already and them coming to wage war, there the Rambam holds that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a It's a mitzvah. Even if they're not coming to kill us, just they're coming yilachamu baritzam. They're just coming to wage war. Vito calls that a mochemes mitzvah. So then he says, all right, that's Rabbi Yehuda. But the Tanakama calls it a rishus. Aval nachon sharabemis kasav ramam reish perakei de malachim de ezus Yisrael miyadat sar havi mochemes mitzvah. If the Rambam paskins that defending ourselves from anybody who's attacking us is a mitzvah, that's called a mochemes mitzvah. So maybe the Rambam taka paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Or there are a number of other possibilities, like the Lecha Mishnah says that the machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is to wage war in order to prevent a preemptive war, a preemptive strike, so that the Goyim shouldn't come in the first place. But when the Goyim already came, everybody holds that it's a mochemes mitzvah. V'im ken benidon didan im yavo arvim lasas mochem al artzenu l'kuli almu ya mochemes mitzvah. If can he talk in lomer she nachsi lam chela ka aretz kedei she lo yilachem ubanu me'acha she mitzvah lenu lilchom v'lo limser v'yidei amei ha'aretz. It is in our case that the Arabs are, if they're coming to wage war, everybody's going to hold it to mochemes mitzvah once they're ready attacking. So how can we give them back part of Eretz Yisrael in order that they shouldn't wage war against us? It's a mitzvah to wage war in such a case. Another raya from the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos in the second parak, Lachav Gimel Akum Shetzara Al Ayaris Yisrael in Bo Aliske Mamane Mechalin Es HaShabbos in Bo Aliske Nefashos HaShearchu Mitzvah Melchamo Shetzaru Stam Yotzen Alem B'Klei Zayin Mechalin Es HaShabbos. So Rambam says that if Goyim sieged Jewish cities, if they're coming for money, there's no Chil HaShabbos. If they're coming for souls, or Osha Archu Milchama, where they prepared for war, Osha Tsaru Stam, where they Stam sieged, then we allow to go out against them, but Klei Zion with our weapons, and we're Mechal Shabbos. So Madar Freshtein, Vizok the Rambam do. What is the Rambam saying over here? He says, Osha Archu Milchama. What does it mean, Osha Archu Milchama? Meman of Shach. If it's a war that we're afraid we're going to be killed, so the Rambam already writes, "Iskei nefashos, we are mechal Shabbos, and if there's no chash, then why are we mechal Shabbos? Why is that different than all other iskei mamon? So we have to say that this arichas mulcham is just to capture the land, not trying to kill, not trying to get money. They just want the land, and the Rambam says that for that you're mechal Shabbos, orchim mechal, you're mechal Shabbos." Maybe this is the makor of the Rambam in Uchas Malachim, as is Yisrael Miyadat Tsar, is Docha Melchemes Mitzvah. Beautiful. Reod B'Rambam, Uchas Tainis, Perek Beis, Elohein atzara shel atzibur shemisanu masrim aleim al atzara sonei Yisrael Yisrael v'al acherv. So these are what we fast for when our enemies give us trouble, when there's a sword. And he gives an example of tzara sonei Yisrael Yisrael keitzad dizan alocha gimel akum shebo laruch mulchamim Yisrael ulito mehem mas ulikach miyadam aretz uligzor aleim gzeira afilu mitzvah kala. So you see from here that if they're coming to take the land from the Jewish people, even without gzeros, they just want to take the land. Shabo l'archom Yisrael. Oh, lito mehem mas. That's a different story. They want taxes. Oh, likach aretz miyadam. Or they want to take the land from them. Oh, ligzer aleim gzera filu mitzvah kala. So for all of these things, We fast, we cry out. And then the Rambam writes weiter that the surrounding lands should fast, but they don't cry out. By sounding trumpets, so they don't. And then it says, Aval bakshim lahem rachamim, but they do daven. Elim Cain, Takulis Kabetz Lezrasa. So all the surrounding cities fast, they don't sound the trumpets, unless they are doing so to gather the people to come together for their aid. So you see that when Gentiles come to wage war against the Jews, to impose a tax, to take land away from them, or to pass a decree, so there's a musug that we would call them to gather to our aid. And for this year, you're even allowed to be Michal Shabbos. Like it says in Perak Aleph, Halacha Vav. So you see again that when the Goyim want to take away land, we permit war and we permit Chil Shabbos. ובפרט בחגון נידוננו שמחזירו להם חלק מהשטחים ריסקר ואוהבים לארצנו. That's the biggest danger. The biggest danger is that now they're going to be, when you give land and they're closer, then you endanger everybody, because now they're like we find Yira Smucha L'Sfar, that if you have a city that's next to the border, even if they're coming Aliske Tevin Vikash Yamachal Shabbos, like it says in Erev in 55a, I remember one of my Sheva Brachos. I'll never forget that Sheva Brachos. This is already almost 26 years ago. So, someone made a Sheva Brachos for me and very passionately spoke about this halacha. Literally nothing to do with the wedding, nothing to do with anything. I mean, it had a lot to do with Eretz Yisrael. But I don't know why it was a Sheva Brachos speech that I haven't figured out. But the point is that it says in Erevin that if you have a city that's next to the border, then the din is that you're Michal Shabbos. You have to protect the borders. Even if the Goyim are only Kalviniske Tevin Vikash, they just want some straw. So that's the last straw that we don't allow. So to give away land to the Arabs and endanger ourselves, bring them even closer to us, so that's not a good idea, to say the least. So that's the end of the tshuva. Hadarei Shlomo HaTov, Mvarcho B'Kol Tuv Sela, Yehoshua, Menachem, Ehrenberg, the great Gaon. They say that the Belzeruv, Rabbah and Kedosh Hashem, that's the way the Belzers pronounce it. I live in a neighborhood with a lot of Belzers. He didn't laugh after the Holocaust. One time they saw him laughing. Because Rav Ehrenberg was the chazan, in the middle of davening, in the middle of, I think, Chazaras Hashatz, he went to the bookshelf to get a sefer, and he forgotten he was in the middle of davening. He was just so orangutan in his learning, so he liked his, he had a tremendous avos Torah. Obviously, when we're davening, we should daven. I'm sure if Ehrenberg davened with a lot of kavan as well, but this one time, the Torah side of him overcame. And that would be a good explanation of how he was such a tremendous Gadol B'Yisrael in his Torah. So we should all be zoche to draw from his deep waters and l'lamed l'shmo l'as l'kaim es kol l'vrisel m'toresa b'yehava. Amen, v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.